Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Lawrence Simon, and guess what I do? I write 100-word stories. But this is not where I share my stories with you. This is where you share your stories with me, and then I share them back to you, because it's the weekly challenge, number 253. I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was In My Happy Place. Yeah, this can go downhill fast. Oh, well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and listen to a bunch of stories about In My Happy Place. And you're going to enjoy them, maybe share them with your friends, use them for a romantic tryst. I don't know. I don't know what you do with this. Creative Commons leaves things out totally in the open. I'm supposed to read something at the end of these, but you know what? Lawyers. We make them write stories. Anyway, let's go ahead and share with you the first story, and it's by Tom. And it doesn't start with, when I write 100 words. No. This is actually a story. So here we go with Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called The Milk of Human Kindness. In my happy place, there are racks and racks of ordnance. I go there to fire off a couple thousand rounds. In the real world, I do my best to be a beacon of unconditional love. My job is to reassure, divert self-incrimination, say everything's gonna be okay. I absorb anger, spill out the milk of human kindness by the truckload. To renew of my soul, I go to my happy place, a free fire zone where things go boom, infinite ammo with infinite moving targets. I know it's puerile, but it helps me get me through the day.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, that does sound like a happy place. I'd like to be there. Next up is Zachman. I'm wondering where Zachman is going with this. Let's find out. Take it away, Zachman.
There's a bald guy parked on the corner saying, "Hey, kid, you're a reader, aren't you? Got a free audiobook right here. It will put you in your happy place. Well, actually, mine will more likely make you scream and grab your reproductive parts, but you know how it goes. Is that a good idea, I ask? I dare you to try it. Just one book. You'll be back. I don't like the harm caused by other products marketed this way, but I am happy to see the Podiobooks.com truck after every rodeo and concert."
Thank you, Zachman. Now, are you trying to slip a Podiobooks.com ad into this? Because I don't mind. I really don't. I don't do advertising, but then that's okay. If someone's like got a new book that they're plugging, like Steven the Nuclear Man or others have done, or like, Allison. I was cleaning out the closet, and I came across a second copy of his book that I had, and I was like, oh man, so I put that on the shelf next to the other one. But I was cleaning out all sorts of stuff, and there was the vet report when Piper died, and there were photos back from when all four were around, and just all sorts of stuff in there. I was looking for the receipt for the laptop. I need to bring it into Best Buy tonight, the old one, because I'm trading it in for store credit because it's beyond the warranty. I thought it was 3-year warranty. You know, they said, oh yeah, this 2 years extends off the first. Liars. But whatever. $300 down a $300 lesson. Never get the extended warranty. Never bet against yourself. Yeah. Oh, well. Because you can always replace it with, by the time you really need it like that, if you get a dud and you need it really badly, the cost of replacing that particular model, it's probably like scratch and dent on eBay for $300. Yeah, I screwed up. I bet against myself. My wife was there and was like, oh, maybe you should get a warranty. It's like, yeah. Yeah, women, they get you to buy all sorts of crazy expensive things. Extended warranties, rings. Which I'm not going to get into that. Okay, next story is by David. David has returned, but he lost his voice. He was punched in the throat by a ninja. How he knew it was a ninja, I don't know. He was walking down the street, bam! And since he had no explanation for it, ninja. So, here's David, his story read by a ninja. I mean, midget.
Okay, what do I need to read you? This? All right. My mind went dark. My heartbeat stopped. My life bled dry. I was lost within my own labyrinth of lust. When I awoke and was driven to kill. In the slaughter, in the murder, I found my new happy spot. It was the only thing to satisfy the pain that dwelt in my heart that was never to beat again. I did not ask to be turned. She was hot. She was willing. She was drunk. I had thought. The kissing was fantastic. The petting was mind-blowing. The biting was intoxicating. Exhilarating. Painful. Then, excruciating.
Has there ever been a midget vampire movie? I think Vern Troyer needs to be a midget. I think he does. Whoa. Monthly report for Amazon.com Associates. I don't do this. Why do they think I do it? It's probably spam. Probably phishing. No. By even, opening it, I'm probably going to... My new laptop is already solid, except I opened it with my iPhone. All right. So, there you go. One by David. David, folks, here we go. Here's a new thing. If you don't send in the audio, I want your opinion on how the midget read your story in the comments. Really. This is not a request. This is a command. I command thee to... See, there are no comments on any of this. Unless it's a really good one. I want people to post up if they suck. Although, now you have the rating thing, the stars, 1 through 5, which... I thought 1 was the best. Oh, well, because there were so many of them. Surprise! Oh, well, I'll shut up now. Put a comment in. Say how the midget read your story. Was it right? Was it wrong? If you're so man, why don't you do it? Well, I have a high, squeaky voice like a midget, and I figured, well, the midget's used to being a midget, so... I am a midget, and I want a professional midget to do it for me. Shut up. Danny, his story. The Happy Place. Where Danny has a happy place? I guess we'll find out now.
Hello, hello. This is Danny Dwyer here with the weekly challenge number 253 in my happy place. So here we go. Once upon a time, while in my happy place, I was skipping down a path, dreaming of a warm embrace. Then I suddenly tripped, falling flat on my face. Now, this was totally screwing with my mantra. This is supposed to be a happy place. Time to regroup, figure out where my happy place is, because I'm certain it cannot be found in a courtroom suing the owner of the sidewalk. So I went to the store, picked up some cement, and fixed the sidewalk myself. Now I'm back in my happy place, skipping down a path, dreaming of a warm embrace.
Aww. That's sweet. Dreaming of a warm embrace. Actually, Bruin is all snuggled up with Gina right now on the bed. It's always so cute. I'd take a photo, but she'd punch me. And Bruin would punch me, too. Little kitty fist. Meow. It's so cute when Bruin punches me. Thank you, Danny. Next up is Terrazabyte. He is 7 for 7, 8 for 8, 20 for 20. I don't know. I lost track. But he's been doing it every week, and he's committed to doing it for the whole year. If he goes the whole year, we should have like some sort of party or celebration or prize. A prize. I can give him... Oh, by the way, Fricker, send me your address. I'm going to send you refrigerator magnets. Danny, you too. Steven the Nuclear Man, you want them? Anyone. I've got a few left. And I'll send them out. No cost. And it's not just me trying to get your address so that I can hand it over to the feds and say, these are the ones to watch. There are uprisings all across the Arabian Peninsula and the northern African continent, but these are the ones who will rise up against the government here. I will get their addresses so you can knock on their door and say, hello, we're here to prevent sedition. Are you seditionists? No. Actually, I got a few left. And when I get rid of them all, then I'll make more. So, that's all. Well, being nice. And if I meant to send some to you before, and I didn't, give me your address again. And this is out to everyone. But really, the people who write stories, they come first. First write, first serve. So, whatever. Here's Fricker, Terraza, Vince... All those. I wonder what his name is going to be this week. Let's find out. Shut up. Here we go.
Hello, 100 Word Stories listeners, readers, and writers. I am Vicente Martin Terrazas, otherwise known as Fricker Fracker in the world of Second Life. And I bring to you two stories this week because I couldn't make up my mind which one to send in. The topic is In My Happy Place. One of these is written with a little bit of humor, and one of them is written from the heart. Hopefully you'll be able to tell which one is which, otherwise I did a very poor job in expressing my story in words. The music you're listening to in the background is something I'm working on the side, written, performed, and recorded by yours truly. Blind dates always bring out the best in people. We have but a few hours to express our most endearing qualities. We show superlative manners and unsurpassed sensitivity when listening to family stories or 30-minute narratives about broken relationships. Apparently 2 hours of this communique is all that is within me. I get to the second date, but never to a third. I don't know if it's because the second date shows a truer view of myself, or that my doctors insist on being there to unlock my jacket and medicate me, to keep me in my happy place. I have a special place that I travel to when all that surrounds me is heavy with worry and unrest. Every so often, this quest to reach this spot will take days to complete, and yet on other days I find my trip was but a mere step away. In each of these excursions to come across this unique area, the physical distance to traverse has always been identical. However, the directions to reach there are never the same. Unknown to any map, and never a picture taken, its bliss and beauty are exclusive to one, although everyone can visit.
Thank you, Fricker. Now, folks, do you know which one was the serious one and which one was the silly one? That's right. He actually does get put in a straitjacket. It makes it hard to type, which is why he's online so little. You know, I'm sorry, my plurk, you know, on his plurk. It says, I'm sorry, my plurk friends. I'm tied up in a straitjacket. I have a macro for this. I type it with my nose. That's what I have on mine. I built the plug-in.
He downloaded it, I think. Could have been me when I was asleep. Oh, thank you, Fricker. Vincent. Vincente. Well, they've got... You're going to come up with 52 names, aren't you? It's almost 8 o'clock. I need to go to Kroger, although I don't need to get all the groceries. Just yogurt and... Oh, God, I forgot bananas. Hold on. Let's see. And bring up the iPhone and Shop Chop and Plus. I know this is far more interesting to me than you. And bananas. So we've got apples, yogurt, milk, oranges, green onion, canned chicken, canned chickpeas, canned corn, canned kidney beans, baby carrots and bananas. I already got the celery and I already got stuff on Thursday. So, and I've got 2 bags of salad left. I'll pick up fresh salad when I run out and because I don't have another laptop coming. If I did, that would, you know, be... Oh, 2 laptops! Now I can surf boobies, left boobies on one and right boobies on the other. So, yeah, but, oh, I've got a dual screen set up in the other room. That's for when I produce the podcast. Oh, wait. God, I'm just... Here's TJ and his story. We will find out if... North Dakota truly is the happy place.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where spring cannot come fast enough for any of us. And this is a cry for help. Emily has paste in her hair. Stephen put it there. Johnny laughed. Janie tried to help. Ricky's in the corner sobbing because... Jeremy threw a toy train at him. I know this because Susie came running up to tell me. Her developing sense of justice demands some satisfaction. It seems like one child trips and falls. 12 people text each other about it, but no one helps him up. So for me, this space right here, this 30-inch by 30-inch by 20-inch cave underneath my desk, my first day of teaching... This is the happiest place I can be now.
Oh, man. I want to be a teacher now. Thank you, TJ. I want to be a teacher up in Wisconsin, where I can not work all day and get paid for it. All right, I know. That's bringing politics into it. All right, I know. Collective bargaining prevents people from doing mean, nasty things when they're rapacious corporations. When you do that against the taxpayers in the state, you're doing it against yourself. But then, teachers need a living wage, and why do we pay athletes so much? Because we're stupid, and we go and buy their stuff and marketing material to make it possible to pay them ludicrous amounts. If you don't go around with a Berkman jersey on it, Lance Berkman can't be paid $8 million to be a backup first baseman. Oh, I mean left fielder. I mean right fielder. I mean, oh, where is he going? $8 million to lift weights and eat Twinkies. Speaking of which, I need to go out for a walk and then do some weightlifting and then eat some Twinkies. Right. Okay, that's the political rant. I'm sure more people, the Libyans are in revolt over it. Let's go with Norville Joe. What does Norville Joe have for us? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't listened to these yet. For 253 weeks, I have yet to listen to a single story before Saturday, Sunday, whenever I do. No, that's not true. I used to listen to them. Well, early on, there were folks that used to just send, you know, Rick Rolls and that kind of thing. Kind of a joke. As if it isn't a joke now. I mean, we're coming up on what? 6 years for the podcast? And 4 years for the weekly challenge? When was the first weekly challenge? I think it was in a March. I think we're getting close to 5 times 52 would be 260. And then you remove one because of the hurricane. So whatever week 259 is, that will be 5 years. Is my math right? I'm not sure. I'm babbling again. I'm delaying the inevitable, and the inevitable is we all listen to Norville Joe. I will shut up now. Oh,
Hello, this is Philip Noble Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 253 with the prompt of In My Happy Place. Before I get to that, I'd like to say I'm excited that we have another submission for the autism benefit issue at the Flying Island Press by our very own Tom. And it's a wonderful story written in 20 100-word blocks. It's impressive. It's very, very impressive. I'm excited to have it. So if you're interested in participating as well, check our submission guidelines at flyingislandpress.com/autism. Well, here's my story. I didn't have much of a family life as a child. My dad hated my mother, and my mother hated me. Neither let me have a moment of happiness if they could help it. So when she came into my life, there was a wall built up around my heart I wasn't quick to take down. But she snuck her way in and tore those walls down and filled me with happiness unlike anything I could imagine. When she walked out, she left a hole in my happy place. The joy poured out of my heart and left only pain. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And I gotta apologize. All these things where other people have these sites with all their writing. I keep saying, yeah, I should write something for that. And I never do. I'm stuck. I'm like months ahead on 100-word stories, but none of them fit anybody's needs with any of these things. And you would think I could dash one off, but it's the pressure. And no matter how fast my laptop gets, no matter how much weight I lose, no matter how many mud bugs I eat this season, which really I'm just going to do half a bucket and that's it, and I did that on Friday, so I'm done. But still, I wish I could be there. I wish I could do this. I wish I could stop saying the word wish and just do it. Instead of wishing on a star, I look out. I look out into the distance. I look out into the night sky, and I see one bright light. It's a helicopter, but behind the helicopter, somewhere out there in the cosmos, is Planet Z. Here's that story.
A letter arrived from Utopia Colony, from Disney. It was a cease and desist order.
We have the rights to the happiest place on Earth, and by spending a lot of money on our Disneyland, feel that Utopia Colony infringes on our registered trademark by actually creating the happiest place.
Utopia Colony disagreed. We have no crime, sickness, poverty, or pollution. We've earned that happiest place title. Come here and see for yourselves. So, the lawyers arrived, and the Utopians killed them all and used their bodies for fertilizer. You see, in Utopia Colony, killing annoying and unhappy outsiders isn't a crime.
And there you have it. A goodly sized number of stories about In My Happy Place. Do I have to go through this whole list? Do I have to? All right. First up, you can go to the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, for the show notes. Links to everybody who sent in links saying, hey, I'm over here, or hey, I'm over there, or hey, check out my stories here, or Pamela Anderson's naked. You can also read the text of the stories if you can't understand a damn thing that they're saying, because I can't understand a word that Planet Z says. You can check out the links of everyone who's ever been a part of the weekly challenge, stalk them, and say, why haven't you sent a story in recently? I used to like your stuff, but now you're gone. Where are you? Where are you? And you can find them. You can see what podcasts I listen to, even though I do listen to a few that are on the list.
the ones that are beyond that, like the Where the Hairy Mango and Hooting Yard and all the NPR stuff and the PRI stuff, because you got to keep track of the news, man. It's changing every day, and you can't just rely on Time Magazine and Newsweek to be lagged by a week. You need to be lagged by a day from radio, archived to a podcast, and then by the time you listen to it, Time Magazine rooms. The topic for next weekly challenge is going to be consternation, floor wax, firewood, and deadly marshmallows, which should urge you to vote, because if we wind up with four-way ties, that's what happens. Anyway, thank you for everyone for braving this week's topic and being a part of it, especially those who sent in their voices. If you don't send them in, please comment, say how committed you are or not. It's not that he cares, but I do. And, I'm going to get ready to go to Kroger now and get healthy food, although it's looking like it's going to rain. Oh, boy. It's going to be wet. I got an umbrella. My umbrella. I could listen to this show while walking, but I never listen to what I produce. I read it. I'll read it live on Wednesdays, and that's coming up. And also Storyfest in Second Life is in a few weeks. And there are going to be a lot of good storytellers. So if you're not in there already and you have decent bandwidth and you have no shame, drop me a line. And Storyfest, there are some good ones. Dubina, Ruvna, Bear Silvershade should be in there. He does some good stuff. Is Gyro Muggins might be there. And Caledonia and Derry, they do fun stuff. And Shandon Loring. And a few others. Steven the Nuclear Man. Steven, are you doing one for that, or are you too busy? Maybe, is Chris too young? Can you do it on your account? Or, maybe you can do like a father or son kind of thing. I don't know. He did a story thing. It's so rare. But I caught him. Do you have a group where you do announcements or a subscriber manager? Hey, can I hold your books? That's it for this week. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening and all that other blah, 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 blah. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.